When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey there. Welcome to Seventh Heaven, a lesbian recap. I'm Lindsay, and I'm joined by my co-host and real-life partner, Carling. We're diving into the 90s hit drama through today's lens.
Get ready for our off-the-cuff commentary and peeling back the layers of the Camden family. We'll tackle everything from family rules, life lessons, and 90s fashion.
Join us every week for a lighthearted queer perspective and a trip down memory lane.
Whether you're a diehard fan or new to the show, this recap is for you. It was so delayed. It sat at zero in our countdown.
I was like waiting for it to be like zero recording. Yeah. And we just sat here.
Smiling awkwardly. Hello, friends.
Hello.
You're still in the thick of it.
Like, I don't think I'm in the thick of it.
No, but you're not out of the weeds.
Like, my ear has been plugged for exactly 1 week and it makes me want to go play in traffic.
Yeah.
I'm so annoyed. I can hear myself breathing and eating and talking, and it just makes me want to do nothing. None of that. No breathing, no eating, no
talking.
And here
I am forcing you to host a podcast with me.
Yeah, and you forced me to eat dinner.
Yeah.
And keep telling me to breathe.
The audacity.
I know.
Well, I'm glad you went to the doctor and you got some nasal spray and antibiotics.
Yeah, from two different doctors because I
didn't trust the first one. Well,
like, I want it to be fixed immediately.
I know.
And I know that's not how things work, but.
Yeah, medicine takes a few times, like a few doses.
Yeah.
So. Well, I'm really into this episode because there was so much lesbian tension.
Yeah. Yeah.
So let's get into it. This is episode 15, Homecoming.
February 9th, 1998. The only thing keeping Mary from getting back on the court after her knee surgery is fear. Like, have you ever been, like, in this situation where you were, like, injured or something and had to get back on the horse? And you were too scared to do it?
Yeah. Like, I hurt my back when I was, like, training really hard for Tough Mudder. Mm-hmm. And it was hard to convince my brain that I was okay.
That's fair.
How about you?
Like, not really. Like, I've been in some pretty intense car accidents, and I just keep driving.
Back in the saddle.
Back in the saddle. I make it sound like I'm not a good driver. I'm actually a really good driver. I just, in my 20s, I was reckless.
You were reckless. And a few times, you weren't the one driving.
Yeah, that's true.
So?
Yeah, like, somebody fell asleep driving. Like, that wasn't my fault.
Yeah.
But I am, like, pretty cautious. Like, I've had some pretty hard bails, like, snowboarding, for example.
Yeah.
And sometimes I haven't snowboarded now in like 5 years, but sometimes I would get going so fast down the hill that I just have this like intrusive thought. Like if I bailed right now, like if I just caught an edge, I would just fly and I'd like slow down a bit and be like, oh.
Well, now that I'm dipping my toe into the 40s, even walking on ice, I'm very cautious.
Yeah. I know a good handful of people who are in our age group that like, have just like stepped off the curb the wrong way.
Yeah.
Or like stepped down the stairs the wrong way.
Yeah.
And you're fucked for life.
Like, it's not great.
No, like my son broke his arm when he was 6. They put 3 pins in it. It healed in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And the doctor was like, oh, yeah, if this was me or you that had done this, you'd have elbow problems for the rest of your life. And I was like, well, okay. And it would take you like 12 weeks to heal.
Aging is great. Uh-huh. But Mary starts off having some sort of fever dream at 3 a.m. And she has a dream that she's back on the court and she goes to pass the ball to somebody and it goes to the opposite team and like they intercept it.
Yeah.
And then she tries to block them and she can't. And then
they like get a basket
and she jumps falls. Up
to try to block it, misses it. And then, yeah, she falls
and hurts her knee.
She wakes up all
like sweaty and scared.
Yeah. Lucy's like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah. So.
But she's doing that fun thing where she's like, I don't want to talk about it. I'm fine. I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, I'm ready. It doesn't matter. Okay. I'm not scared of anything.
And then she also throws in a dig about having to go to the homecoming dance alone.
Yeah. So the title of the episode is Homecoming, but there's really like this theme of facing your fears. And everybody's sort of carried through with, like, they're getting ready for homecoming.
What is homecoming?
I don't know. It sounds American.
People, please help us.
Yeah.
Like, it's different than prom, because I feel like they have prom, too.
We don't have prom.
No, we have, like, just graduation.
I think homecoming, it's weird because it would be in February. Like, this episode came out in February. Okay.
Does it have to do with sports and then a dance? Like is it the end of basketball
season? Oh, maybe.
I don't know.
No,
because basketball ends like in March or April because they have March Madness in the NBA.
Oh. Well, I love that most of our listeners are American. And whenever we post a question, somebody responds on Instagram. Yeah. So... or TikTok. So thank you in advance. Follow us along on Instagram and TikTok and please send us a message.
Yeah, it's way better than me like sitting here silently for a minute while I Google homecoming.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to, so let me know.
Well, and somebody was so kind to reach out last week because we asked about that guy having a heart attack and having to go to the emergency room. And she said that they for sure would have treated a life-threatening illness with or without proof of insurance. And they probably didn't have the same type of privacy act in the 90s that they do today. And so they very well could have given Eric this information.
That's true. I think that would have happened in Canada too in the 90s.
Yeah. We were just looking at it through this lens of 2023.
Which is literally what the podcast is about.
Yeah. Good call.
Yeah. All the changes in FOIP over the years.
Yeah. So do we want to talk about going to the dance or... It all kind of
ends at the dance/basketball game.
Yeah. Well, okay. Why don't we talk about the sort of topic of fear? Because it's like Ruthie is scared to go on her field trip.
Right.
They're going to a museum. She doesn't want to get left behind by her group. And...
yeah, she has a fear of getting lost and left behind.
Yeah, so her mom agreed to go even though they have enough chaperones. And I wrote down, like, Annie goes rogue because they're at this field trip. She is acting as a chaperone. She's abandoned all the other adults and children, and her and Ruthie take off to go look at art.
I think that's why they made a point to say there's enough chaperones.
Right.
Because... otherwise, then she's just, like, very
negligent
in leaving, like, a whole group of kids.
Yeah. So, yeah, you're right. So, lo and behold, they get lost, left behind, and her fears have come real. And Ruthie says, I'm never going on another field trip. But by the end of the episode, there are some life lessons, and she agrees.
Yeah.
She'll go to the farm.
The milk farm.
Gross.
Yeah. In the beginning, it starts off with Ruthie and Eric eating like in tandem at the breakfast table.
Yes.
And it's probably just their regular table. It would just happen to be breakfast. And they say it's a coffee date. And Annie's super annoyed because she's trying to tell Ruthie to get ready and that she's also going. And Eric's just like, he's there. He's like running and hiding with Ruthie. He like puts a chip clip in her hair instead of her regular claw clip that she was supposed to be wearing.
Right.
And like Annie does say, like, if you're going to have these coffee dates, you need to do them on the weekend because I need your help in the morning because we have 5 children that have to get out the door and you're being useless. And he was on a day off.
Yeah.
Like he just hung around at home in his slacks.
I know. He did nothing. So, I mean, he did save the day a few things. So he ends up having to go get them at the museum. But like, what school let the bus go? Did they not do a head count, a name call?
And they were like, well, she must be with her mom.
That seems fine.
Like, that doesn't make any sense.
No, it was the 90s. It was wild.
Yeah.
And then Simon is scared of his new science teacher because he claims that she hates him.
Ms. Hunter.
Oh, good. I'm glad you wrote her name down. I did not. And so he's got to present in school. He had to make a, how do you say the word?
Mobile?
Mobile. But everybody on the show said mobile. They had to make a mobile of the solar system.
Like mobile, mobile, potato, patata. I don't know.
Tomato, tomato?
Yeah. Couch, Chesterfield.
Yeah. All right.
Porch, veranda.
Yeah. So they had to make this mobile, and he used a bunch of Ruthie's doll heads the planets.
And she's like, you used my doll heads. And he's like, well, you don't know where the bodies are anyways. Okay.
Yeah. She's like, yeah, Ruthie's okay. Just like,
they're popping doll heads off. Like, yeah. Fine, I guess. I don't know. She's
red
like,
flag.
7.
So, oh, I literally wrote Miss Hunter. I thought I didn't have her name.
No.
So in science class, he's like, the teacher's just cutting everyone down saying, you know, these are poor excuses for solar systems. And you guys have had 3 weeks to learn this. And she's just this young teacher who's just very strict.
Yeah. But it like, we find out it was her nerves, but it's coming across as being a bully, like yeah. A real bad one.
Yeah. So she tells Simon, okay, it's your turn. And he's like, oh, I just need a bit more time to work on mine. Cause he's scared to show her that he used doll's heads.
And cause he says he wanted to think outside the box. I can't just do a regular mobile.
Yeah.
Because this teacher means business.
Right. And so she said, okay, well, you have a free period this afternoon. You can come see me and we'll work on it together. And he's terrified of her. So he fakes being sick so he can spend the afternoon in the nurse's room. Mm-hmm. And I remember having good naps there. Like I remember in elementary not feeling well.
I don't.
Oh, that was comfy. Like a nice dark room.
I remember getting picked up. I used to get migraines a lot in elementary school. Mm. Could be because of the asbestos they found in our portables years later.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, like I might get cancer. And I would get such bad migraines. And I'd have to go home and my mom would put like a cold cloth on my head.
And
give me a cookie in case I needed some sugar, a sugar
yeah.
hit.
Yeah.
And I'd have to sleep it off. But I don't remember there being a sick room.
Oh, I had one.
Huh.
So...
All right.
It turns out he finally admits to like Matt and the parents, and the teacher overhears that he's terrified of her because she's so mean and he just wants to do a good job. And so later that night, who comes into his room?
Miss Hunter.
Miss Hunter herself. And I don't know. Teachers, you tell me, would you show up after hours to a student's house and go into their bedroom?
Like, I think there's like episodes on Discovery Plus about this.
Yeah, that's called To Catch a Predator.
Like, but... like, okay, I didn't ever have a teacher in my bedroom, but I grew up in a tiny town and like my parents were friends with some of my teachers, like outs, like they were in clubs, okay. Like they were in like Kinsmen or Canets with them,
right.
Or like. Played my dad would like play on the hockey team of like one of my teacher's husbands or something right. like that. So my teachers were actually always around. So it wasn't weird to me. But if they like showed up to talk to me about school and came in my bedroom, then I would be like, what are you doing?
Why are well, you here? She admits that she was just scared she wasn't going to make a good impression because it's her first job. And Simon says, well, I was scared because you were so mean. And so they reconcile and all is well in the world.
He presents
project in his room. His mobile in the...
It's doll heads. What's the word? Fastened onto like a bicycle wheel. Wells with spokes.
Right.
The bit without the
so
tire.
So it spins.
Like, it's clever.
Sure.
Can we just talk for a second about the, like, inconsistency of this episode with, like, okay, so Eric is home and the phone rings and we've just learned that Simon is faking sick. And so so we know that Annie and Ruthie are lost. They just are like, oh my God, we're lost. Annie turns to the security guard and she's like, we're lost. Yep. And she's like, yep, they left without you. And then it cuts to the scene with Simon being sick. And then it cuts to Matt. Oh, and then it cuts, to the phone ringing at the Camden house and Eric answering it. And he doesn't say who he's talking to. He just says, I'll be right there. So I assumed he was going to get Simon.
Yeah, we think it's going to get Simon, but it ends up he's actually going to get
Annie and Ruthie. And Matt swings by and gets Simon.
Maybe when they filmed that, they didn't know yet. They were like, who should he pick up?
I guess. I just think, like, the person he was going to pick up should have been the only story we knew about and then introduce the next.
They're trying to keep us on our toes.
Because Simon even says, well, I tried to call Dad, but he wasn't home. And I was like, well, where was he? All we know is he left with Suzanne, which is also weird.
Not great.
We'll talk about in a second. Okay.
Right. So, yeah, let's talk about Lucy and Suzanne. So,
Suzanne is the friend. She was poor because her dad wasn't paying the child support payments.
and worked at a car dealership.
Yeah. And then, remember, she, like, didn't want to admit that she lived in a sketchy part of town in an apartment building.
Yeah.
So she was, like, asking to be dropped off in a nice part of town.
Yes.
And then Eric figures it out.
The car dealership. Yeah. And was like, you got to pay your child support.
And he's like, oh. But then what it ended up in is her mom taking a job in a different city and she had to move away.
Yeah.
But, like, Suzanne's still sneaking around with this getting dropped off, taking buses and cabs where she shouldn't.
Okay, we don't know this yet. So at the top of the episode, Lucy's on the phone with Suzanne and she's like, I can't believe you're coming for a visit. This is so exciting.
We're going to the
homecoming dance together. Too bad we don't have dates, but it's going to be great.
Yeah.
So then Suzanne says goodbye to her mom and she's like, my ride's here. I got to go. She sneaks into the bushes in front of her house and then her mom gets in the car and drives away.
Which is the same move that she did. She snuck into the bushes make it look like she went in the big house.
Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Check out our great selection of garage and utility lighting options. In stock, ready to take home today. We carry everything to help you illuminate whatever project you're working on. Shop garage and utility lighting products in store at your nearest Menards. You can also view all of our entire selection of lighting options today on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
When really she
Suzanne Bush sneaker. Susie Bush sneaker. So I wrote gasps. Suzanne hides and gets on a bus. So then perfect timing. The bus shows up just as her mom drives away. She gets on the bus, takes it to Glen Oak and shows up when Eric's home, but it's still school time.
It's the middle of the day. She tells Lucy. What did she call it? A teacher's day?
I think it's like teacher's convention here.
I was thinking it was like a PD day, like a professional development
day. Yeah, that's what it sounded like.
But she called it, like a teacher work day.
Teacher work day.
Yeah.
So Eric's like, that's so great. Did your mom drop you off? And she's like, she had to go see a friend. So I just came in.
And Eric's I didn't even hear the car. And she's like, she dropped me off on the other side of the house.
And he knew right away something was up.
Cagey, Susie Q.
Yeah, Susie Bush sneaker.
So then the phone rings and Eric's like, oh, okay, yeah, I'll be right there. And click. And then he's like, hey, I got to run an errand, Suzanne. You want to come?
Yeah.
And she's like, sure.
Yeah.
I was 0% comfortable with any of my friends
parents,
except for our neighbors that we were really close with, to be like, run errands with you.
Yeah.
Like, I think about...
I also can't think of any of, like, your kids' friends that I'd be like, hey, Brooke, do you want to run? I just have to do some things. Do you want to come with?
Yeah. She'd say yes. She thinks we're cool.
Yeah, it's true. That's why I picked her. Like, I even get uncomfortable, not uncomfortable, but, like, nervous when it's, like, me and Olivia hanging out. Like, 13-year-olds are so scary.
Ah, just make fun of her. That's what I do.
No, I, like, we've got a good relationship, I think. Like,
yeah, you do.
She's funny. So, Lucy and Suzanne reunite. They're so excited. Eric is on to it, and he's like, hey, I talked to your mom's friend in town today, and she said to say hi to your mom, so I want to talk to her. Why don't you phone her? And Suzanne's like, oh, yeah, I actually was going to call my mom anyway. And so she goes in the other room because she wants some privacy, and Lucy picks up the phone because there was a pizza mix-up, and she's like, oh, I'll phone them. But then, because there's only a landline, so she picked it up, and she could hear that Suzanne was on the phone, but just with, like, that phone number that you used to be able to call to check the time and the temperature, yeah, the weather. And it's like, at the tone, the time is 8:06:04. Beep. So
then Lucy's like, whoa, something's up. So they go and, like, hide in the bedroom. And she confronts Suzanne. And Suzanne's like,
she's like, I ran away.
But Eric and Annie know that something's up. And so then they're like, let's dial that number to see what the redial number. Was it *69?
I don't know. He said, let's try this redial number and see what it does.
There was, like, *69.
*67.
*67. So one of them told you the last number that called you, mm-hmm, and one of them told you the last number that you called.
And one of them made it a private number.
Was it
*68?
*68? Yeah.
*67.
*69. I think so.
Well, that's what they did. And they realized what she did. So then they called Suzanne's mom for real and got the scoop. And then Suzanne comes downstairs and she's like, I'm sorry I lied. I was scared to tell anybody the truth. So here's her fear. Uh-huh. And she says, ever since my mom started dating Ron and he's got two kids my age, it's just too many new people in my life. I don't like it.
This is what's going to happen to you, Suzanne. Your mom's going to date.
Yeah. And they work together, which also seems problematic. But so Eric's like, okay, well, you can stay here for the night, but then you're going
home. Then you got to go home.
Yeah, you got to go.
And didn't he even say, like, even if Ron doesn't stick around, there's going to be others.
Yeah.
Like, Suzanne, your mom's going to get it from somewhere. You got to deal with it.
Do not cock block your mother. One thing I didn't mention that I wanted to say, which it doesn't fit anywhere, when Matt goes to pick up Simon in the nurse's room, and he's like, oh, like, you're not really sick. And he's like, why is God smiting me? Mm-hmm. And Matt's like, do you even know what that means? And he's like, no, but this feels like what I imagine smiting feels like having a science teacher that hates me. And Matt says, he says something about he and she.
He's like, well, whether God, he or she, I don't, like,
he implies that God might be female or male.
Yeah.
They just glossed right over that.
Like, they're trying to be progressive, but not fully. So they just throw these things in there every now and then.
See if anybody catches them.
Yeah. Like the lesbian.
Like the lesbians.
Okay. So speaking of lesbian. So Mary is scared about her first game back. And she's taking it out on everybody else. She's just, like, sassing everybody. She's snapping at them. I'm fine. Matt, like, I just don't see. Like, I get that Matt's a good brother.
Right.
But the whole thing is that Matt has been turning dates down because he knew that Mary didn't have a date to the homecoming after her game so they could hang out. I just, like, I don't know.
Because even Mary's like, oh, great, I'm going to hang out with my brother at this dance.
Yeah. We didn't talk about Suzanne has a huge crush on Matt.
Oh, he's a dream date.
He's a dream date. Dreamboat, Matt.
Dreamboat, dream date. Gross.
Yeah.
And so Mary, her teammates come up to her in school and they're like, oh, do you want to like grab some lunch and
celebratory
celebrate
lunch.
That you're back on the like to play tonight. And I got a date to the dance, some girl says. And she's like, no, I'm going to get hurt and I'm going to fall and I'm going to embarrass myself. And she like snaps at them. And then our friend, what's her name?
Diane. So Diane was the new girl that coach was also grooming, I feel.
Yeah.
Coach Coper? Caper?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Mary was jealous of her, but then they ended up in church together and they had a spark moment.
And if you haven't seen that, please go to TikTok or Instagram because it is on both. And it is a very sexually tense scene.
Yeah. And like rolls into these scenes.
Yes. So Diane is like, hey, man, like, I know you're nervous. I was like that, too. I had the same surgery, same rehab, but I came back and like, you're scared and it's OK. And she's like, I'm not scared. And she's like, maybe I just have more things going on in my life and it's not about this. And Diane's like, okay, but I know what you're going through.
Yeah, she kept trying.
Yeah.
So Mary snaps at her, walks away. And then I think because the writers were like, well, that was a little gay. We better bring Richard back into the scene.
Yeah.
So ex-boyfriend Richard, who like, I don't remember.
I think he just went on that one date that Matt paid him to go on.
Oh, okay. And so he shows up and...
He sort of pep talks her and says, like, oh,
yeah, you should.
You're going to be so great and don't be scared. You're going to do so well. And then she's like, I don't even have a date to the dance. And then that's the end of it.
That's the end of it. Matt comes and picks him up. So then we're back at the house and everybody's fears, everyone's scared of something. And
everyone's fears are coming to life.
Everyone's fears are coming to life.
It's a horror house.
Everybody's scared of something. And so Annie is having this like heart to heart with Simon where she tells him that because he's scared of the teacher, that he can't just run away from everything that scares him. And then Mary overhears and says, I can run away from things that scare me. And then Ruthie's like, I can.
So like, great. I'm never going on a field trip again.
Yeah. So now Mary's never playing basketball. Simon's never going back to school, and Ruthie's never going on another field trip again.
Yeah.
And then how do they – I didn't really understand how they, like, came out of that. Like,
I think that was it. And then it's time to get ready for the game. So everyone's getting their, like, matching colors on. Go Cougar Cats or whatever, Wildcats.
Wildcats.
And Mary gets picked up by Diane.
Ugh.
Lesbian tension scene number one or two. And they go to the game and Mary's nightmare starts to come true. She's on the court. She's playing. She goes to pass to a teammate. The other team catches it. And she's like, oh, no, my nightmare is coming to life. And then she's running and she jumps to save the ball. This is the part where she would have missed and fell.
But she saves the ball.
She saves the ball. She knocks it out of the other player's hand. Why aren't we sports announcers? We're doing a very good job.
But she still falls.
She still falls.
She's like, oh, my knee.
It's like slow-mo. She's groaning.
Who appears to give her an arm up, hand up, a lift up?
Diane.
But Diane. Dykey Diane.
Dykey Di and Mary.
Mary. And so she helps her up and then they like run like in tandem down the court and then they get to the other end and this would never happen in basketball. The ball would get intercepted or smacked out of your hand way too fast. They like, they're passing it. They're standing still and like Diane and Mary are passing it back and forth because Diane wants Mary to take the shot, but Mary's scared. So she keeps passing it back to Diane and Diane's like, take the shot, Mary. And everyone's screaming at Mary to take the shot.
Mary, take the shot.
So she takes a shot, swoosh.
Sinks it. Is that how you say sinks it?
Sinks it.
Nailed it.
Swooshes it.
Swooshes.
Dunks it. She didn't dunk it.
Slam dunks the shot.
Yep.
And they win. Everyone's excited.
And there's a moment at the very end of the game.
With her and Diane.
And they have this like you did so great. Oh, thanks. I knew you were going to do so great. And then she's like, you should go thank your family. They've been with you the whole time.
Yeah.
And Mary's like, yeah, you're right. And she like grabs her arm.
Mm-hmm. It's great.
It's so great. And then comes along Richard.
You know what, Richard? Just get out of here.
Also, don't ask people out publicly because then they feel like they can't say no.
Yeah, he goes up to the announcer, takes the microphone, and he's like, excuse me, tap, tap, tap. Mary Camden, I know it's last minute, but will you go to the dance with me? And I just thought, Richard, poor taste.
Yeah.
You're waiting for this you're stealing her thunder, stealing the moment of the team and their big win by like overshadowing and asking her out. Yeah. Like, why didn't you ask her out earlier when you saw her at school? Why didn't you ask her out last week? Why didn't you ask, like,
why does her sinking this basket have anything to do with you asking her out?
Yeah. Because they had to cut the lesbian tension.
They did.
With some heteronormativity.
Twice.
And so she's like, yeah, I guess I'll go to the dance with you.
And then it ends with the whole family is like standing on the sidelines having like a, this is so great, Mary won, da 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 da. And then Matt's like, now I'm the only one that doesn't have anybody to go with, and I'm just going to be sitting against the wall with like a nerd.
Wallflower.
Yeah. And like, you've been turning people down, Matt. Just go to the dance and pick somebody up.
Yeah.
You're 47 years old. And then Eric suggests that Matt drive Lucy and Suzanne, because Lucy and Suzanne have been asking who's going to drive them to the dance the whole damn episode.
They just want to show up with someone cool.
Yeah, not Eric. Fair enough. And so they get to show up with Matt. And Suzanne is like, oh my God, we get to go with your brother. I'm going to tell my mom all about it. Like, ew.
Like, ma'am, you are 14.
Yeah.
Going with a 42-year-old.
Like, even though he's supposed to only be a 17-year-old, that's still problematic.
Yeah, it does feel problematic.
And he's, like, we're not joking. I think he's 29 in real life at this point.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So then all's well that ends well.
Yeah. Mary's back on the court.
She's back in the game.
All right.
Episode 16.
Episode 16, season 2.
And how many episodes? There's 21 per season?
Ish, yeah. 21, 22.
That's crazy.
I know. We've still got
many. I thought she'd be pregnant by now.
Spoiler alert.
Well, we've already talked about
it. I know. I think it happens at the end of the season. I looked ahead.
Ooh, okay.
So this one's called It Takes a Village. Simon attends his first makeout party and learns more about girls than how they kiss.
Oh my God. Simon.
Yeah. Okay. So there's 22 episodes and, oh, I see. I'm not going to spoil it.
Yeah. I didn't read it. Don't tell me.
I won't. The last two episodes are the same thing. It's a double feature.
Yeah.
The first one's called Boyfriends and the second one's called And Girlfriends.
Mm-hmm.
Do we ever see Andrew Keegan again? Wilson?
I don't know.
Like, he was only in about 6 episodes. Like, I thought he was in seasons. But obviously, I'm wrong.
You are wrong. Well, don't forget, check us out on Instagram and TikTok. If you enjoy listening to us talk about things that are random, also check out our other podcast.
Yeah, I did not sign up for this.
Yeah, we just launched season 3, and it is featuring me, Carling.
It's featuring me.
Lindsay, and two of our queer best friends who are married, Sam and Amy.
Yeah, it's so fun.
It's so fun. We talk about a lot of random things, and
yeah, we call it, we're U-hauling our long-distance friendship.
Yeah, the joke, I hope people get what that means, because the joke is, like, what does a lesbian bring on a second date? A U-Haul, because lesbians move so fast.
Yeah.
And we did purchase a house after 9 months of dating. Why'd your eyes get so big? Is it a secret?
No, everybody knows.
Well, everybody knows now.
Everyone knows now.
All 200 listeners.
Yeah. We had to.
We had to. It made the most economic sense. So now we've got two podcasts together.
Every lesbian's telling themselves.
Yeah. All right. Well, have a great night. And we'll talk to you next week. I can't wait to hear about Simon's hanky panky.
Gross.
I know.
Bye.
Bye.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there. Welcome to Seventh Heaven, a lesbian recap. I'm Lindsay, and I'm joined by my co-host and real-life partner, Carling. We're diving into the 90s hit drama through today's lens.
Get ready for our off-the-cuff commentary and peeling back the layers of the Camden family. We'll tackle everything from family rules, life lessons, and 90s fashion.
Join us every week for a lighthearted queer perspective and a trip down memory lane.
Whether you're a diehard fan or new to the show, this recap is for you.
So find us anywhere you get your podcasts at Seventh Heaven, a Lesbian Recap.